Hey, welcome to WMFO Medford 91.5. Welcome back to the 11th episode of Who's On First. This is your DJ, David Meyer, with the new time slot, same show. To all of my new listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you're back from last week, thanks for coming back. We've got a great show for you today. If you're listening post-air, by the way, might be best to use a computer. Also, might cut out my beautiful voice. Who's On First is the show with the Who On First, and you'll have to stay tuned to find out what's on second. As for third, I don't know who's on third. This week, I've got as a guest my former roommate, current floor mate, very important to me, Justin. To open the show today, we're getting a little funky. We're actually changing up the script a little, which nobody knew about, because this show is Who's On First, and I know you're all here for the brand, but I never said which who specifically, although I did say that multiple times for the past 10 episodes. But to open it up, I figure I'll start this one with a song I know will set the tone for a great show, and specifically a great Justin show. It may best be performed by Michael Cera, but today on Who's On First, it's the Guess Who's On First with These Eyes. So that was the Guess Who on First Today, which is the first time that's happened. But next up, you will find out What's on Second. What's on Second is a segment when I play a song that has what in the title of the song. Here's a question if you're ever bored. Hey, what can I do? Led Zeppelin.
She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. Stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, not when my little girl looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I've got a warm, warm ball all day. I've got a warm, she won't be true, no, no. I've got a warm, stick drum all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. I'm in the bars with the men who play guitar. And remember the time my little lover does a midnight shift. She falls around all the time. I guess it's just one thing left for me to do. Gonna pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a worried mind, sharing what I thought was mine. Gonna leave her with a guitar's play. I got a warm shoe on me.
That was Hey Hey, What Can I Do by the Led Zeppelin. Now I've got I Don't Know on third. So this segment, I shuffle my phone and choose a song from the top five clean songs of the shuffle because we can't corrupt the youth out here on community radio. This song was an easy choice because I knew Justin loves the Beatles like I love the Who. So if anything related to them came up, I probably would have chosen this one anyways. But it also describes what we're doing right now, because this is Early Days by Paul McCartney.
They can't take it from me. If they try. I lived through those early days. So many times I had to change the pain to laughter just to keep from getting crazy. Dressed in black from head to toe, two guitars across our backs, we would walk the city road, seeking someone who would listen to the music that we were writing down at home. But they can't take it from me if they try. Slick back with Vaseline, like the pictures on the wall of the local record shop. Hearing noises we were destined to remember, we willed the thrill to never stop. Come to you when you look for them, and your inspiration, long may it last, may it come to you time and time again. Seems to have their own opinion, who did this and who did that. But as for me, I don't see how they can remember when they weren't where it was at.
That was the wonderful Paul McCartney with Early Days. Other options for I Don't Know this week were So to Speak from The Last Ship on Broadway, Guitar and Pen by The Who, which shows you how important it was that we played a McCartney song for Justin, Desperado by Johnny Cash, and Couldn't Do It by Leon L. So those were pretty good selections, but I stand by my choice. Now we've got even more fun. We've got an interview coming up. So my process is I had my buddy Justin randomly pick one of the lists I found of questions online. He unknowingly chose an article from Conversation Starters World that lists 350 good questions to ask. It gave no more specifics than that, so in case you were trying to figure out when to ask these, there's no answer. I also asked for some random numbers, found those correlating questions in the article, and finally I have a surprise question. We're going to start these off and... I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have breaking news. This, Justin.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me. It's really an honor to be on your show.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
Yeah, let's hear some of these questions.
Okay, so first question is, do you think that aliens exist?
Oh, wow. I mean, I feel like this is less of an opinionated question than it is a math question.
Well, do the math.
Yeah, I mean, based on the numbers, they've got it, right?
Yeah, that's the impression.
And I think more so than the math equation, I feel like I just have a hunch. It's not really based on anything. I haven't seen anything to indicate that, but yeah, they've got
to
be.
You haven't seen anything to indicate that yourself? No?
Not to date, but...
But you're waiting for a UFO?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I took an astronomy class last semester, and one of the questions on the final was justify whether or not you think aliens exist, and I thought that was kind of a rough take for an astronomy class, because, yeah, I mean, yeah. Science dictates that, like, if we have found multiple habitable planets in our solar system, and then they're... exorbitant amount of other solar systems and the universe is rapidly expanding, the odds that like other intelligent life isn't out there is, I don't know, I would not have given anyone points for saying no even if they had a strong argument.
You're a tougher grader than I,
yeah,
my friend.
So this next question is a little different and very relevant at this point, I would say. So how would our country change if everyone, regardless of age, could vote?
Oh, boy. That's a toughie. You know, I feel like that's a pretty boomer bust election strategy.
Yeah.
Really boomer bust. But I don't know. You know, somebody really great for the country could maybe strike a chord with the youth or the toddlers, potentially. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that could really dictate the future, I think. I'd love to see it.
Yeah?
I don't know how well it would work, and I hope there'd be a way to, like, veto that plan.
Yeah.
Once we find the candidate.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it would change everything, you know, instead of the current campaigns, it would, you know, the focus would be on the youth to a larger extent, and I think that would be... pretty cool
to do. You think it'd be like I don't know, those races with the puppies where it's like you have to get them to crawl? Like, how are these toddlers voting in this scenario? That was my big question for whoever asked this question. Was
actually,
like, are they crawling or do they just point? It's like gotta choose someone who you think babies will like to look at, and then you point at them.
That would really bring up a lot of ethical issues, because you couldn't just let the parents decide.
Of course not. Yeah.
You would have to do it in a way that's unbiased and actually who the kids want.
Yeah.
And under this scenario, can anybody run too?
That's a great question. I don't think so. I think that'd be a little anarchistic, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
It's a movie waiting to be written.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's true. I also think campaign events would be a lot more kid-friendly. You've got, like, 5 through 10-year-olds, and you've got, let's say, I don't know, like, Biden or Buttigieg or Warren. They're out there. They're, like, doing TikTok dances with the kids to get their vote.
The food spreads,
oh, my gosh.
Too.
They've got Lunchables galore.
Like the Dino Nuggets.
Yeah.
The more we talk about it, the more I like to see it.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, maybe I will write it. Next question. By the way, listeners, I'd just like you to know that when asked for numbers, Justin might have had the number 6 on his mind, because he went with 6, 16, 60, 116, and 160, which I was not expecting, and he just kept coming up with more 6 numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
a lot of them out there.
My God-fearing listeners will not like the mention of 666 on this, but...
I apologize.
Just gonna say it.
That was not in mind.
Yeah, it never is. What would be some of the downsides of certain superpowers? This one's like an improv prompt.
Yeah. am I supposed to act it out?
You can if you want.
Oh, yeah. You know, the downsides of certain superpowers. I think one would be ego.
Oh, definitely. That's for plenty of superpowers, I think.
Yeah, maybe all. You know, there's got to be a superpower of, like, extreme humbleness. and that one, you'd probably be okay on the ego front.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess just your head getting too big, like maybe you become too powerful and it's boring for you.
That's true as well. Yeah, I mean, immortality, we've heard plenty of myths throughout history about how that one can kind of go sideways on you.
Yeah, or maybe like you don't know your own strength. And oh. For that reason.
Yeah, accidentally throw your child.
Yeah, and like and because you're so strong in one area, like you don't focus on other areas. Like maybe you have the ability to like hear like super precisely. Uh-huh. But because of that, you don't focus on your speaking abilities because your hearing's so good.
Yeah, or if you're flying... If flying's your superpower, like, you never...
Yeah, you never walk.
Yeah, your legs just become spindly.
That's actually a much better example than mine.
I was thinking also, like, because I jaywalk a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's part of my identity.
Can you confess that?
I don't know, yeah. I don't know. This could be presented as evidence in court, I suppose. But if I was invisible, like, maybe I forget I'm invisible. I'm jaywalking the wrong day, wrong time.
Okay.
All things go wrong.
For those of you who can't see out there, his fingers are actually crossed right now, so he does not jaywalk.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was all a lie for this this prompt. I think, honestly, all superpowers would probably have their downsides if you're not thinking hard.
Right.
If you're not being intellectual about it.
Yeah.
Super intelligence. That could be... a superpower that would have some downsides. I mean,
what would they be?
I feel like if you're that smart, much smarter than everyone, we've already seen it with like other geniuses.
Oh,
but like even if you were to a superpower level of genius, like you cannot interact with human beings. You're seeing stuff on all different levels.
And like what's stimulating at that point?
That's true. Yeah. You're just, he could answer, or she could answer, do you think that aliens exist? And be like,
they know.
I do know.
And sometimes it's like that light bulb moment when you figure something out.
Yeah, they never experience that.
Yeah, and if I was smarter, I would have that moment less.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, and when I don't know it, it'd be like, why don't I know this? Instead of,
yeah, that would be crazy.
I just figured this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The urge to learn would become more like a craving. Interesting stuff. What scientific discovery would change the course of humanity overnight if it was discovered?
Can you repeat the question?
What scientific discovery would change the course of humanity overnight if it was discovered?
Huh. All right, I think I gotta pay homage to my friend Ryan Day on this
one. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because... He's actually always talking about this.
Is he?
Always.
Oh, yeah?
Always. And it is the universal cure, which he believes is out there, and we just haven't found it. And it's a bit of an antiquated belief at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, people in the olden days, back in the olden days, used to think, you know, you drink this elixir.
Right.
You eat this stone.
Mm-hmm.
You grind up the tail of a small animal.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you're...
You're having a great Friday night. No, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, really? But, you know, and I think there was some mental component to that where, like, you drink that and then all of a sudden you're good.
Right.
And 2 hours later, you feel worse than you ever have in your entire life.
Yeah.
You know, you think that, like...
Mm-hmm. Some placebo effect there.
Yeah, and I think, as Ryan would say, it's out there. We're just not looking in the right places.
Interesting.
Yeah, so...
I think... I mean, there are plenty of answers for this. Right. A cure was one of my first things. Like, even not a universal cure, but if we find a cure to cancer, suddenly that changes so much.
But why just do cancer when we can cure everything?
Well, I'm not choosing one over the other. I'm just saying I feel like cancer, we're closer to that than the universal.
Yeah.
Unless, again, maybe.
Yeah, we probably are.
People are talking about how we're slowing down aging slightly, and I'm not sure that's a discovery I feel like we need.
Yeah, do we want that?
Yeah, do we want...
Like, imagine what, like, an 140-year-old person would look
at. Yeah, what that life would be like for them, too. Because you... Right, slowing down aging doesn't mean that you don't get old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for all those people out there, I don't mean any of
that. All those 140-year-olds?
Yeah, if I make it to that age, you know, I hope people don't find me appalling.
Yeah.
But, or even younger than that.
That's
tough. Now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, I don't know. It's hard to imagine what that would be like.
And also, I mean, the population question is on a lot of people's minds with the climate and stuff. So having people live, I mean, that would be like 40, 50 years, 60 years older than the average age of death.
Yeah.
Now, like that would do incredible amounts of damage to, and right, I don't know, we'd have to control the population somehow.
Yeah, really.
And that's not what we want. So now it's time for a personal question, because we went through the 350 good questions to ask, which I've decided were 350 good questions to ask on a radio show. That's what it should have been titled. So now this one, this is just, been together for a long time, seen a lot together, a lot of formulative years. And this, you can take it any direction, whether it's like a favorite memory or things to take away or what, I don't know, something that's a summation of me in your head or any of that. I don't know. Whatever you want to say to reflect, as we have like 80 something days to graduation.
Oh, so a reflection.
Yeah, sure.
Is there a specific question I'm answering?
No, the question is reflect, which is a command, I guess.
Okay. Wow, I didn't realize it was that kind of interview. of a command and, you know, perform this task.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. I hope I can do you justice with this.
It doesn't have to do me justice. It could do us justice.
Yeah, well, I think it's been a very cool road we've gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, seeing you kind of come into your own and, like, get this radio show, write a book, be in the process of writing a screenplay is very cool, because when I first met you, those were ideas and things you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're realities, which is cool. So I think it's very cool that you're chasing your passion like that. I also think there have been a lot of good times
together. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, maybe some of these days you feel like you wrote a good amount of your screenplay can come out with the boys.
I'm in the living room. Don't act like I don't come to the living room.
You're there a good amount. You're there a good amount. And hopefully we've given you, you know, a good amount of inspiration for...
Oh, yeah, plenty.
All the debauchery that goes
on. Absolutely. Well,
but, yeah, I think it's been a really cool 4 years.
I agree. Yeah. And I think it's crazy. My friends and I were looking through Facebook messages recently just to see, like, oh, what random weird things were happening with our Facebook messages back in the day when everyone used that to communicate instead of text. And probably I looked at our Facebook messages, which was, I mean, it was just a random meeting at a Deerfield Highland Park basketball game.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of it all. I think what's been great about our 4 years, I mean, again, yeah, the good times, endless. But I don't know. I think you played a role, obviously, in me getting some of the results I wanted, but also just you've helped mold me in some certain ways that are wonderful, because I think you are very much you, and you have no regrets about being you, which I think is all. That's just right. Yeah. Well, sometimes you've regrets about other things, but no, it's been, I don't know. That was really inspiring to an incoming freshman, first year, whatever you want to call it, to see a guy really just be himself and take pride in doing what he does to have fun, and you make everyone else more fun. Also, I think that's a great trait. Yeah. Like, no, we were discussing this the other day in the house, that we're never as weird around anyone else as we are around you. Yeah, you just bring an energy that's just exciting and different.
You really know how to make a guy feel good with comments like that.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
And, I encourage weirdness around
you do, yeah.
I'm blushing over here for those of you out there that can't see into the booth.
Yeah, and as am I. It's been wonderful. This interview's been wonderful, so thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
And to the next many years, not just four.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. That will be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next then, up, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank my good friend, Big Joe Straka. I know he's out there listening, and he's a really good dude, and he's kind of been my inspiration for coming on the show and wanting to do this.
Yeah, there's that song, right, Big Bag
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
Big Joe Bag Straka? Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
And, I just want to thank him for all that and his support, and I hope we get him on here one day, because he's a really good guy, as is Big Rye, and maybe he can start talking about the Universal Cure.
And a thank you to the Mills family. I don't know if they're listening or if they'll listen in post-air, but
hopefully,
big fan, and
hopefully.
Hope y'all are doing well. Next up, we've got a PSA, which is pretty reasonable to choose, as Justin is here. This guy loves his fruits and veggies, so here's a dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. That was a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. By the way, dried raisins, I'm not sure that's a thing. I think raisins are dried grapes. That's a side note, but a great PSA. Eat your fruit, eat your veggies. Next up, we've got a Justin song choice, and this is actually one I just saw David Byrne sing live on Broadway in his show American Utopia, which is soon to be a Spike Lee joint, and also Maggie Gyllenhaal was in the audience, and she was standing the whole time and dancing, and I loved her enthusiasm. So here is Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads. That was Talking Heads with Burning Down the House. A great selection by Justin, and a great interview from him. So for the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some jams that I enjoy, and I think he enjoys, and that I hope you'll enjoy. So to start that off, it's a song about the time Satan went down to the South. So Devil Went Down to Georgia, Charlie Daniels Band.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, will you dog fight? No, child, no."
That was The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band. That's a classic. And, I mean, that violin. This is from an album that was, in fact, one of my most listened to last year. This guy that I had on my show earlier, his name's Justin, if you weren't listening. He was in the music video for this year's song. And boy, is he handsome in it. It's Feeling Low by Mommy T.
Kinds of down, walking.
That was Feeling Low by Mommy T, Justin's brother. But that's not why I played it. I played it because I liked it. Next up, we've got a song about ophthalmologists, I think. It's called Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me.
That was Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne. Up next, we've got a song from the opener and the main act for A Night We Saw Freshman Year. This was May I Have This Dance by Francis and the Lights with Chance the Rapper. So I hope you enjoy this one.
In the ground we bury the seeds of a pantry, all the things we carry. Now we're down to our bare feet. May I have this dance? Can I say something crazy? I love. All the people we pass through. Now
Looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. Said 1 2 1 2, always on beat. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. You must have been born with two right feet. Said I love you more than your mother, more than you love yourself.
May I have this dance?
Was Dancing in the Moonlight, a Justin and David classic, King Harvest. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Who's On First with me, DJ David Meyer. You can catch me on Twitter at Meyer and Goliath. Justin's plug is for Big Rise Tasty Tasty Fries. Free cheese when number 23 scores a run. That's our friend Dayman. Another shout out to him. You can download this for up to 2 weeks to have forever or listen online at WMFO.org. Hope you enjoyed this program on WMFO Medford 91.5. Have a great week. I'm always excited to be back next week at 9. This has been Who's On First. And to finish it off, it's a great song. I know this one's close to Justin's heart. It's Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston.